getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go. Time for another round of great old-time music here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show like we do every week here on the radio. Glad to have you along. We're going to get these turntables thawed out. I'm going to get my fingers thawed out, and we're going to play some old-time music for the next hour. Yipes, I am telling you what, here in northern Minnesota this last week, brutal. I'm telling you, brutal. Actual air temperatures right around 30, 35 degrees below zero around the area. 27 below right here at the studio a couple of days ago. Wind chill factors down around 45 below zero. That is just darn cold. And for those of you that live in warmer climes like Florida, California, Texas, I know we have you on the Oompa Hour. That wind chill, I'll explain wind chill to you, but I'll do it a little later. It'll give me something to talk about after we get things rolling. Man, I tell you what, I went to pick up the mail this morning, and I stopped to take cardboard to the recycling bin, which is just a thing outside in the cold, and I still don't have all the tingling out of my fingers. Man, I tell you what, I'm going to try to warm it up. I'm going to tell you about wind chill here in a little bit, and we're going to, I got a box of records here from the attic. We're still working our way through with some tunes and some bands that have never been on the Oompa Hour yet, if you can believe that, after almost 3 years. So let's just, there's a snappy number here from Herb Eberle. It's polka time in old St. Louis. Gets it rolling this week. Polka time in old St. Louis here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I don't know that we have an affiliate, an old-time show carrier in St. Louis. I think we have one close, though. But I would have to check the map. But anyway, I'm not that organized. People know this. I'll tell you about Windchill coming up. I want to play this next record. This is a weird record. You're all familiar with the Too Fat Polka. I don't want her. You can have her. She's too fat for me. This is She's the One for Me. And it's like the answer song to the She's Too Fat for Me polka. Kind of a little bit. And the record's pretty fuzzy around the edges, but we're going to give her a spin here. Here's Gene Guisdala and the orchestra, and She's the One for Me. Gene Guisdala and the orchestra, and She's the One for Me here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, spinning old-time records like we do every week here on the show. Now, I told you that I was going to tell you about wind chill factor for all you people listening to the show that don't live where there's a wind chill factor. Actually, everybody has a wind chill factor, even if it's 78 degrees where you are. If there's a wind, there is a wind chill factor. It could be very tiny and you may not care, but it does exist. It's kind of like how if you live someplace where it's hot, they have the heat index where they take the temperature and they say, well, it's, you know, 84 degrees, but the humidity is 97%. So it feels like 99 degrees or whatever. Same kind of deal, except the wind chill can kill you. So can heat, I guess. But that's the difference. Your fingers could just freeze and fall off. That's the difference. And what happens is, like, say the temperature outside is 25 below zero. And there's no wind, it's 25 below zero. So if you go stand outside naked, eventually your body will cool down to 25 degrees below zero. Wind chill factor, let's say the temperature is 25 below zero, the wind's blowing at 10 to 15 miles an hour, so the wind chill factor is, say, 52 degrees below zero. If you stand outside naked, your body will never reach the temperature of 52 degrees below zero. You can only reach the actual air temperature in coldness, like 25 below. The difference is your body will cool to 25 below zero at the rate at the speed as if it were, say, 52 below zero, whatever the wind chill would happen to be. So that is the effect of the wind mixed with the cold on bare skin. Now, obviously, nobody goes outside naked when it's 25 below, much less when it's 72, at least not around here. But you might, decide to run outside like I just did and take the recycling out and not put on your gloves, for example. Well, if you're outside for more than a minute or two, you could very likely get frostbite on your extremities. Or if you're going to walk up to the post office, you might want to put on a scarf, cover up your face, because your face could freeze in the time it takes to get there. So that's what wind chill factor is. It affects how fast bare flesh will get down to the actual air temperature. So there's some freezing cold education for you this morning. It was only 12 below when I got up this morning. That was almost nice compared to back during the week. Holy cow, man. But and same thing for your car. A lot of people, well, it's 52 below, my car won't start. It doesn't matter. Your car is not like flesh, okay? It's not going to freeze off and get frostbite. And your car, even if the wind chill factor is 50 below, if the air temperature is 20 below, the car, the engine in the car, will never get colder than 20 below. But still, the wind will help cool it down to that 20 below faster. So that's valuable information. If, say, you were in, I don't know, Florida or Austin, Texas, and you were thinking about coming up to visit a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin next week, you would want to know what the wind chill factor is and how that could affect your trip, and see how I magically was able to morph this conversation about wind chill into a commercial for a World of Accordions museum. Amazing, isn't it? And the museum is amazing, and you should pay them a visit if you're going to be in the area, or if you're looking for a reason to come up this way. The World of Accordions Museum is located in Superior, Wisconsin. It's right on Belknap Street there. Plenty of parking, plenty of other things to do in the area, so don't think we're trying to get you up here just to look at a bunch of accordions. There's like 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. One of the few in the world. Accordion and concertina repair and technician school, beautiful concert hall, all sorts of memorabilia, music research and stuff. I mean, it's a fabulous place, and they're already starting to fill up the calendar of events for 2017 during the spring and summer and fall. A lot of things going on. Check it out. They're online, of course. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them, worldofaccordions.org. You can check out the activities. There's a few pictures. Get some directions. Contact them. Be sure they're going to open when you want to come. If you want to come with a busload of people, like bring a tour bus or something, they might appreciate you giving them a heads up, you know. So anyway, check it out, worldofaccordionsmuseum.org on the internet. There, that is a lot of yakking all at one time. It's time we get over here to a Joe Rishitar record, I think. How about the Hippity Hop Polka, huh? A snappy number there, Hippity Hop Polka, and I've got to remember to save that one for around Easter time. Joe Rishitar and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. How many of you remember Dick Contino? I bet if I tell you about him a little bit, you will. If you were around anyway in the 50s, Dick Contino was an accordion player, and he had a huge hit record with his rendition of Lady of Spain. It was like a ginormous record on Mercury Records back in the early 50s. They sold a million of them, and it is somewhat credited with helping expand, I guess, the popularity of the accordion back then. All of a sudden, everybody seemed to have an accordion. And everybody was learning how to play accordions. And Dick Contino was given some credit for that, because he had played this amazing version of Lady of Spain and just sold a crap load of records. And I'm not going to play that because it's not a polka, and I don't happen to have it in my pile anyway. But now, how many of you remember Horace Height? Big band guy from the 40s and around in the 50s. Horace Height and his Musical Knights would be the group. Horace Height teams up with Dick Contino for this record and their version of the clarinet polka. So you have Horace Height and his Musical Knights with Dick Contino on the accordion, and here's their clarinet polka. Dick Contino on the accordion, Horace Height and his Musical Knights backing him up there, the clarinet polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We gather together once a week, sit around the radio. Well, you sit around the radio or the computer, I guess, if you're listening to the stream or something or a podcast or what have you. I'm sitting around the record players playing all these great old-time records for you like we do every week. Now, this next record I heard, I would venture to say, 30 times yesterday. Not because it's the best record, It's certainly a good record, but not because it's the best record, not because it's my favorite song, but because I was doing some work in the studio here, installing another piece of equipment. There's now a magic box somewhere between me and all this other gobbledygook in here that's supposed to make the Oompa Hour sound even better. And whether or not it's doing that, I haven't the faintest idea. I know that a lot of lights are blinking and meters are metering and twirly stuff is going on. But while I was putting all that stuff in, I needed some test sound. And I thought, well, I'll just grab a record and put it on the turntable. And this one was on the top of the stack, the Oompa Hour stack for this week. I didn't open the show with it, but it was on the top of the stack last night. And I thought, well, fine, we'll just use this for a test record. Well, I didn't realize that I was going to be diddling around with stuff in here for an hour, and I just kept playing this record over and over and over and over, which probably didn't help the fact that it's already worn out and it's a record that's about 50 years old, you know, because it says it's in mono, and the record player address doesn't have a zip code on it, or the record company address doesn't have a zip code. So you know it's an oldie but a goodie, and everybody knows this song. I don't play it by Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners very often, though, but here they are with Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners, Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, playing great old-time records as we do every week when we get together here on the show. Here's a weird one. Most people say, Will Glahey in the orchestra. The first thing you think about is the Lichtensteiner Polka. It seems like just about any time I ever go through a big box full of old 45 somewhere, there's always a blue-labeled London record of Will Glahey and his orchestra doing the Lichtensteiner Polka. Great record, big hit. Everybody who loves old-time music has a copy of it. But this is unusual because it's not that. It's Will Glahey and his sextet, not his orchestra. So it's a much smaller group, and they're doing the Peanut Polka. There you go, Will Glahay and his sextet there, and the Peanut Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, spinning old-time records like we do every week. Now, this next one's kind of a weird one, too. A lot of weird ones this week. I don't know what's going on with that. That's what happens when you crack open a fresh box of 45s. Well, fresh, meaning it's been in the attic for 30 years. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Of course, Frankie Yankovic, probably one of the most legendary Slovenian-style polka artists out there. Most people don't notice or care. It's just one of the great polka artists out there. But Slovenian would be his history. And so it's unusual to find him doing a German number. And that's what we have now. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. And Ja, Ja, Wunderbar.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, a little bit out of character there. Ja, Ja, Wunderbar here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Remember, you can always reach us here at the Zumpa Hour. Telephone hotline, yes, 218-259-2985 gets you in touch with the Zumpa Hour. Leave a message if you have a request, question, want to hear band, just want to generally harass me, whatever. 218-259-2985, the hotline to the Zumpa Hour. And, of course, email, too. It's just Zumpa Hour at AOL.com is where it is. And, of course, Facebook, Facebook.com/Tim's Zumpa Hour is where you find all this good stuff. One thing you learn when you get into the polka music spinning business is it seems like every band, every group, every record company has a different way to spell kielbasa. And I don't know why that is, but here's Little Wally, and you'd think he would know. Here's She Likes Kielbasa.
She wants kielbasa, that's her dish. She likes kielbasa better than fish. She wants kielbasa, that's her dish. She likes kielbasa better than fish. Moja luba lubi kielbasę, moja luba loves it so. Czy na obiad lub na kolację, wherever my luba goes. czy na obiad lub na kolację, wherever my luba go. Moja sweetheart lubi kiełbasę, moja sweetheart loves it so. Czy na obiad lub na kolację, wherever my sweetheart go. Czy na obiad lub na kolację, wherever my sweetheart goes. She wants kiełbasa, that's her dish. She likes kiełbasa better than fish. She wants kiełbasa, that's her dish. She likes kiełbasa better than fish. Moja staro lubi kiełbasę, moja staro loves it so. Czy na obiad lub na kolację, wherever my staro goes. Czy na obiad lub na kolację, wherever my staro goes. Młody rzeźnik to ma kiełbasę, młody rzeźnik has the meat. Ej, kto chce kupić smaczną kiełbasę, he's the man you want to greet. Ej, kto chce kupić smaczną kiełbasę, he's the man you want to greet. She wants kiełbasa, that's her dish. She likes kiełbasa better than fish. She wants kiełbasa, that's her dish. She likes kiełbasa better than fish. Everybody! She wants kiełbasa, that's her dish. She likes kiełbasa better than fish. She wants kiełbasa, that's her dish. She likes kiełbasa better than fish.
Have Little Wally here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, old-time music on the show. In case you've never heard the show before, you're joining us first or second time or whatever. Everything we play comes off actual phonograph records. That's why it's old-time oldies. There's no new bands, none of the new groups here. A lot of the groups we're playing are still out there playing. They're still touring. They're still making records. But now they're making CDs and they're making MP3s, but we're playing everybody's records. So I don't know, just seems funner to me. Plus, you get to hear a lot of stuff you normally don't hear because they've long since vanished and they're not around to re-release their stuff on CDs and digital formats and stuff like that. So that's what we do here on the Oompa Hour. And another thing we do on the Oompa Hour, besides play old-time music and a lot of polkas, we always try to get a waltz in each and every week. And I have one of those. I normally expect to hear Whoopi John and the boys doing this one. Do not have the Whoopi John version. I have the Bauer Boys with Johnny Burns. And here's 4 in the morning.
It's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. Wishing I'd never met her, knowing if I'd forget her, how much better off she would be. The longer I hold on, the longer this goes on, and the harder that it's gonna be. But it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. I never deserved her, God knows. When I hurt her, that's the last thing that I'd want to do. She tries, but she can't tell how she feels, but I know too well what she's going through. If I loved her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. It's 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. Last night I told her this time it's all over, making 10 times I told her goodbye. Last night we broke up, this morning I woke up, for the 10th time I'm changing my mind. I saw more love in her eyes when I left her than most foolish men will ever see. But it's 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me.
Yeah, 4 in the morning there, and a great recording that is, too. It's one of the clearer ones for a small record company. From KL Recording Service in Hubertus, Wisconsin, that's the Bauer Boys with Johnny Burns and 4 in the morning here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show playing old-time records like we do every week. Don't want to confuse you with this next one. The song is called Sparks of Fire, and the band is The Sparks of Fire. There you go, Sparks of Fire by the Sparks of Fire here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That one's going to get confusing when we start putting it into the record library. What the heck, huh? All right, we had the Lukowski brothers on, I think, last week. We got them on again this week, right now, as a matter of fact. What are their names? Clarence and Marshall, I believe. The Lukowski brothers, here they are with the Josie Cozy Polka.
Brown eyes sparkle with mine. (Laughs) hips sway like the wind. Josie, Josie, you're so cozy. Your arms are one big embrace. I love you with all my heart. Josie, Josie, you're so cozy. Please be mine all the time.
Josie Cozy Polka, the Lakowski Brothers here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and Eddie and the Slovenes are on the other turntable, and they're ready to roll. We're going to slow her down again here. I know we already did a waltz, but here's Kiss Me Tonight.
Kiss me tonight while the moon shines so bright.
Sing it, tra-la-la, tra-la-la.
Please hold me tight when we say goodnight.
Sing it, tra-la-la-la-la.
With your lips pressed to mine, they're as sweet as the wine.
Sing it, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
We'll be married come spring when the birds gaily sing.
Sing it, tra-la-la-la-la-la.
So bright.
Sing it, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
Please hold me tight when we say goodnight.
Sing it, tra-la-la-la-la-la.
With your lips pressed to mine, they're as sweet as the wine.
Sing it, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
We'll be married come spring when the birds gaily sing.
Sing it, tra-la-la-la-la-la.
There you go, Kiss Me Tonight, Eddie and the Slovenes. It's Tim Zumpa Hour that you're listening to there on your whatever device you happen to be listening to us. I wonder if you can hear us on like an Amazon Alexa gizmo or one of those Hey Google Google things. Or can Siri get it for you? If you ask Siri on your Apple thing, say play Tim Zumpa Hour, will Siri figure that out? No idea. Did we play the John Prill Orchestra last week? Don't remember. I could have looked it up. Didn't bother. Don't care. Because I'm going to play him this week anyway. Here's John Prill and the band. Well, the orchestra, I guess. What's the difference between a band and an orchestra? More letters on the record label. This is the Grandma and Grandpa Polka.
The children got together to ask me if I'd write a song for Grandma and Grandpa because they are so nice. They gave me their ideas, the things they love to do. I put them all into a song. I wrote it just for you. Oh, Grandma, Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. Babusha, ijadush, you know that I love you. Going to a ball game, fishing on the lake. Hey, eating grandma's cookies, tasting grandma's cake. Going to the circus when it comes to town. Hey, eating cotton candy and laughing at the clowns. Oh, grandma, grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. Babusha, ijadush, you know that I love you.
Yo, John Prale Orchestra, the Grandma Grandpa Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. You know, way earlier in the show, we played She's the One for Me. Gene Guisdall of the band did it, and it was like an answer song to the Too Fat Polka. And I'm sitting here going through this stack of 45s today, and I come across another Lil Wally record, Lil Wally with the Harmony Boys this time. In fact, the record we played earlier didn't even mention the Harmony Boys. In fact, this one is the Lucky Harmony Boys. And it's unusual because normally if you're going to play the She's Too Fat Polka, you're playing it by Frankie Yankovic, or you're playing the original from like 1948 with Arthur Godfrey. Not that often you run into it Polish style. We have it with Lil Wally, the Lucky Harmony Boys. Why not? We already kind of heard the answer song, and this is a pretty beat up 45, but let's roll it anyway. She's Too Fat for Me.
For me. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. Hey, she's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me.
you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, I think we can sneak a couple more tunes into the show this week. Let's see if we can't pull that off. A lot of people, I got Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra on the record player here, and he's going to do the Shave and a Haircut Polka, and it realized to me a lot of people probably don't know what that means. You know, if you're listening to a song, especially a Spike Jones record from the olden days, or any song that ends with dun 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 dun, right? That's kind of a thing that you hear. That's shaving a haircut. Shaving a haircut, two bits. That's what that is. That's where that phraseology comes from. So that makes more sense now when you hear the Shave and a Haircut Polka.
Thank you. Hot pizza!
Hey!
Hot pizza!
Hey!
Hot pizza!
Hey!
Hot pizza!
Georgie Cook and the orchestra and the Hot Pizza Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. And I demand a redo, a mulligan, a do-over. Next week, I reserve the right to play the Shave and a Haircut Polka again and redo that crappy segue I had in there. Man, that was going to be all fancy, and I loused it up terrible. Sing the song, boys. Take us home.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. We will do it all over again next week, including the Shave and a Haircut Polka. I'm saving it for next week. Until next time, stay happy, everybody!